Now, if you're looking for one way to gauge the health of the United States economy this summer, you might consider regional amusement parks. These are theme parks that you can drive to. NPR's Jason Margolis reports that it's shaping up to be a record-breaking summer for them.
Before you think amusement parks are all fun and games, consider some numbers. 260 million people spend some $10 billion annually at regional theme parks. If you want to understand this business, there are few people more knowledgeable than Martin Lewison.
As of today, I've been on 1,306 different roller coasters.
He got his latest at Lake Compounds in Bristol, Connecticut, the nation's oldest amusement park, built in 1846. Besides being an enthusiast, Lewison makes his living researching the industry at Farmingdale State College on Long Island. He says successful amusement parks understand their customer.
When you've been to your local park year after year after year, you don't want to go back if there's nothing new.
But big steel coasters are expensive to plan, design, and build. They cost $15 to $25 million. Just a few years ago, the biggest operators of American regional parks, Six Flags and Cedar Fair, couldn't afford that.
5 years ago, Six Flags was emerging from bankruptcy. Cedar Fair was trying to sell itself to a private equity firm for a fire sale price.
Those days have passed. Yesterday, Cedar Fair reported record revenues for the first half of 2015, up 5% from last year. The company highlighted capital improvements for its growth, in other words, more rides. There's no place better to see these capital improvements than Cedar Fair's flagship park, Cedar Point, on the shores of Lake Erie in Sandusky, Ohio. The park's general manager, Jason McClure, takes me around.
We're in the roller coaster capital of the world.
Everywhere you look, steel tracks rise, bend, and twist in innovative ways. Big-ticket coasters can be solid investments for years. Top Thrill Dragster debuted a dozen years ago as the world's tallest. 425 feet. It's now the second tallest.
So they come up to the light post with the green, yellow, red, and the guests are waiting to be launched. 0 to 120 miles an hour in 3.6 seconds.
People will wait 2 hours for this 19-second thrill.
Are you ready to ride?
I got to warm up, you know? Did you ever do that? You got to warm up, maybe?
This ride, you just go for it.
That's Stacy Froley with Investor Relations peer-pressuring me. I did eventually go for a ride, and it was terrifying and kind of awesome. There are other ways to spend your time here besides being scared stiff, and by extension, ways for the park to earn money. Froley says 55% of Cedar Fair's revenues come from ticket sales. The rest is from food, merchandise, and games, and accommodations. Cedar Point renovated its on-site beachside hotel this year to encourage patrons to stay a little longer. Back in Connecticut, Martin Lewison says parks have also gotten better at digital marketing. Good weather and low gas prices are also helping drive up attendance. Still, Lewison says it always comes back to the rides. And on that front, the future looks bright.
They've proposed a 500-foot-tall skyscraper coaster in Orlando, and everybody's crossing their fingers for that to happen.
Well, not everybody. 425 feet was plenty for me. Jason Margolis, NPR News.